performances. It's engaging. And that's why I like going to the movies, because it's engaging. It takes you away. It lets you dream and learn. Thank you for listening to our show. I want to thank you for listening to CITR FM 101.9, reminding you, please, if you want to see good quality entertainment, go see the Vancouver International Film Festival. Starts September 30th, running to October 15th. Well worth a look. You can go online, you can see information, or why not pick up the catalog that lists what movies are at the festival. And remember, some of these shows sell out early, so my recommendation, check out the website for the Vancouver International Film Festival. Thank you for tuning in. Robert Waldman for CITR FM 101.9, Reel to Reel at the Movies. Thanks, and we'll see you soon.
Beautiful country. You know, I rode out here about 50 years ago on a little dun horse and started a film career. Picture called The Big Trail. Well, I made quite a few since then. Some good, some bad. Matter of fact, in those days...
CITR!
Matter of fact, they come in pretty handy anytime. It's kind of nice to know you have something set aside. So if you ever figure on that, remember that...
CITR!
Can be mighty helpful.
Yeah!
Hello, Vancouver. You're listening to 101.9 FM, CITR, your Canadian independent Thunderbird radio. I'm the captain of this ship, the SS Shameless. At the helm is my first mate, Natalie. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. First mate. Sweet.
When I'm dead, it's all up to you.
I can do it.
How was your first week of school?
First week? First 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Already. It's done. Well,
you practically graduated.
Pretty much. Give me my degree now. Is that all I can do? Okay, sweet.
There you go. You win.
Yeah.
You win an official Shameless diploma. The Bachelor of Arts in co-hosting.
Yeah. That's worth something.
You picked some songs this week. Mm-hmm. We're going to play them. We're going to play the hell out of them.
That we are.
Like the first song we just played, we started off with a great francophone band that's now 20 G's richer as they beat out 40 bands, then 10 bands, and then it was down to them. They are Montreal's own Carqua. And the track, Le Chemin de Verre, off the same album that won them that very award, which stands for The Ways of the Glass for all you Anglophones out there. Yeah.
Like me. I had no idea what that meant. I thought, oh, that sounds pretty. Oh, French.
They could have said anything. The Pamplemousse de Mer, as a matter of fact. My contribution did not win any Polaris prizes, though.
Oh.
And, you know, never before have I seen such disdain for a band that's won, you know, a Polaris prize, which is determined by a big group of, you know, ladies and gentlemen in the know, CITR people included. Mm-hmm. And I think a good catchphrase that's going on around my colleagues is Carquois. Which is, you know what that means.
I know what that means.
Yeah. But, you know, I look back in my Shameless archives, and I noticed that I first played them back on May 4th, 2008. So I'm just saying, you know, I kind of called it. That's where I'm going with that. Also on this show, I'm going to be talking with a great band that I respect deeply. They have a great music, great stage presence, and they're named after both a great video game and a great movie. They are Double Dragon, and they are playing New Brandes this Friday as part of the multicultural, multi-genre busting All Yo Festival, which is going on all over the city, starting tomorrow, ending Sunday. You can't miss it. Literally cannot miss it. Because if you're going to go somewhere, you're going to be going there. Yeah. So I think now's a good time to move on and play some Double Dragon.
Mm.
What do you think?
I'm ready for it.
My track of choice to start this off before we talk with them when they come on by the studio is Time Traveler and Shameless, 101.9 FM, CITR.
Let's never be apart. A video of the incident was posted on YouTube.
Until now, Canada's internet has been an open network and a level playing field for free speech and innovation. All that is under threat. A handful of companies want to limit what you can access on the internet. In May, SaveOurNet.ca led a successful campaign pushing net neutrality to the top of the Liberal Party website. Now, both the New Democratic Party and the Liberals have official policies supporting net neutrality. In addition to that, the CRTC has recently issued new rules intending to prevent the actions of some internet service providers from limiting certain types of traffic and content on the web. But the battle does not end there. To tell the government that net neutrality is a vital part of our democratic society, and for more information, visit www.saveournet.ca. This message is brought to you by SaveOurNet.ca and CITR 101.9 FM.
We'll be right back.
Set here on 101.9 FM CITR on the show Shameless was bookended by Vancouver's own Double Dragon. We started it off with Time Traveler, and after that we had some Asobisescu. Sexu, of course. The track Walk on the Moon. And what, pray tell, does that name mean? For those of us who speak Japanese.
I don't speak any Japanese.
Oh, I think that's me.
What does it mean?
Asobi means to play, and then sexu is sex. So it's like having random sex with people is called asobi sexu.
I've heard of that.
Play sex.
Play sex.
And such was the basis for why we decided to play that track today.
A lot of my students would ask me, do you play sex? awkward elementary school kids. No.
Time out in the corner for you.
Ew.
After that, some rat tail with gas mask.
Yep.
And then Double Dragon you just heard again with Forrest. And as it just so happens, the three members of Double Dragon are here with me right now in the studio.
Hello.
How's it going over there, boys?
Hello.
Yeah, there's five of us. Three of us are here today. There's two others that didn't make it today.
Right, of course.
It's going great.
How about a round of introductions?
Okay. My name is Glenn, and I play the bass guitar.
My name's Tristan. I do the singing.
And my name's Adam, and I play the synth.
Nice. And how did you boys come together, you and the other two members, to form Double Dragon?
Well, me and Adam, we were sitting on the beach down at Wreck Beach, and he was talking about playing music. I was like, I want to play music too. And then we jammed, and it's been pretty good. It's been fun.
Yeah, we started playing a little over a year ago, I guess. And it had been, I think, April, we started playing with Tyler.
Yeah.
And then Bryce joined shortly after that, and then Glenn joined shortly after that.
Now we're five piece.
It's five of us.
Two drummers, synth, bass, vocals. We call our drummers the Fun Brothers. Yeah. They're inseparable, Bryce and Tyler.
That explains why they can't be here tonight.
That's a really good joke. Oh.
So are you excited to play the Alio Festival this week?
Super excited.
You've been practicing quite a bit and playing quite a bit?
We're practicing after this. We're going straight back in. We got a new cover we're adding to the lineup.
Nice.
Gotta get it tight.
Do you know what it is?
Yes, I do.
Secret?
Okay, we'll tell you.
Okay.
Chris Isaac, Wicked Games.
I love that song.
Tristan and I were hanging out in Granville Island. In Granville Island or on Granville Island? I'm not sure what it is.
On.
On
Granville Island.
We were listening to a busker playing these disheveled, cheesy, like Paul Simon covers, which Paul Simon isn't cheesy. But then he busted out. They were good. Then he busted out Chris Isaac's Wicked Games, and we're like, oh my god.
I've always loved that song too.
We gotta synth that song up and try playing it in the band.
Try to make it dancey.
So the busker did not know we're biting his style, but we are.
Yeah. So now we got a pretty cool version coming up.
Yeah.
I met him once. He lives here in Vancouver sometimes. Kayaks around the strait.
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Is it true that hot girl from the video always follows him around?
In the kayak behind him?
She wasn't too far behind, I don't think.
She's the one that's going, bro! Bro!
Harder! Harder! Yeah. That's curling, isn't it? Close enough.
Hurry, hard. Play sex.
On that note, how about some more Double Dragon? I got a lot more to ask you. Haven't even gotten to the video game yet. We're going to go deep into that.
There's a video
you want
game?
To get out here? Yeah. Okay, here. Go ahead, do it.
Yeah, we have it on our MySpace for all the people who don't know it.
Shall we go that route?
Why don't you do it?
Let's play it right now. Yeah.
Or shall we play it off the lappy?
Let's multiplayer.
Let's do a stereo version of it.
Yeah.
So you can beat match it.
Stereo. All right.
Stereo.
We're doing over there.
What do you
do? I was so excited that I got every video game instrumental I could find to play.
Oh, he's playing.
No way.
Streets of Rage is playing right now.
That's pretty cool.
Oh. Streets of Rage is pretty awesome. Someone... It was you. You sent us, and I checked it out. I didn't know who it was, and I checked it out, and I was like, this is so good. We're actually a bit more like Streets of Rage. It's a bit less 8-bit, perhaps. I'd like to think.
I beat Double Dragon once, but I can never beat Streets of Rage. I get to the last Mr. X. It's hard. It's hard.
It's video games.
All right, so which channel are we going through?
What are we playing? What's going on?
Holiday?
Holiday right now?
Let's do it.
This song has a pretty sweet bass line in it, but when I joined the band, they'd already written the song, and Adam was playing the bass, and I was so stoked to like be playing the bass in a band that has such a cool bass line. I could say that because I didn't write it, but listen.
Would you like
it.
To make any changes to it?
Come to our show tomorrow.
Yeah, come to our show tomorrow. It's like 10:30 Friday.
10:30, Brandy's.
All right, let's do it. Holiday.
I'm not me. I decide all eyes on planets. How are we? taste it on your mouth. Do you know what it's like? Stare up in the black of the deepest skies. Do you know what it's like? Have potential in your life. I've been fucking perfect since that day you left. Do you know what it's like to float up like a speck? Do you know what I like? Do you know what it's like to have potential in your life?
This is the XX here on 119 FM CITR. The show is Shameless here in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, as chosen by the three lads here with me today. They are Double Dragon, and they are defined by the Audio Magazine, which you should pick up should you see it around, because it's very informative about the whole Audio Festival. Anyway, you are defined as a new Vancouver dance act that formed out of a sun-drenched afternoon on Wreck Beach. Hey, just like you said. They want to save the world through partying. Things they love are flying, blowing fire and smoke, loud bass, making new friends, lols, and tight pants.
And dudes pass out.
I made sure to wear some tight pants today just to win you guys over.
Yeah. Thank you.
Not too tight or anything, you know.
Let's see your buttons.
But time for that later. But now I want to ask you about something very important. Your name, Double Dragon.
Where did it come from?
Are you fans of the games Double Dragon?
Oh, yeah.
There's a game, Double Dragon?
That is a movie.
And it's also a Hollywood blockbuster of the 90s.
Yeah. It was a pretty awesome game. Could do, like, really high kicks.
I think it took a while to get a name. You were kicking stuff back, and you were talking about dragons. We landed on this one. We wanted to change it so we didn't have any issues with Nintendo or whoever.
And what's better than one dragon? Two dragons.
You can never have enough dragons.
Who did you play as, Jimmy or Billy? Or did you notice the difference?
I can't remember.
The blue one.
Same guy, different color, basically.
I had two player with my friends. It was the number two.
I never played.
I had a black and white TV.
Do you draw from video games as a source for your music when you make it? Either as samples or as inspiration?
No,
not really. There's no real relationship, direct relationship to video games. Although I did write one more recently that kind of had a little bit of a video game influence, but in general, no.
That's too bad.
You think we should start doing that?
I think so.
Yeah, well, we're thinking of getting some like gangster rap movies and like sampling that and playing that before our set, but so far we've been too lazy to record it properly and figure out a way to play it back. But I guess it's not really video game related.
I've heard talk of playing a Mario rap later.
Yes.
I know the one you're thinking of. I think we should definitely do it.
Should we?
Maybe after the Chad Van Galen.
Okay.
Because he is also playing the Alio Festival.
Yes.
But more importantly, you guys are playing the Alio Festival.
That's right.
At New Brenda's on Friday.
Yeah.
We're on at 10:30, and there'll be DJs there playing music, and goes till 1. Animal Bodies and Myths are playing also, and they are so awesome. We're so excited to be playing with them.
The great duo Myths, who we played earlier in that set.
Yes.
Track Gold Bass.
Yeah.
Also Black Mountain, Vancouver's favorite stoners, in that set off their latest release, Wilderness Hearts.
Although with that record didn't sound very stoned.
No.
They don't sound stoned anymore.
It's very, very professional.
Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe they do it, you know, after the show, after they paid the bills.
Not before.
Not before. Yeah. You can't get stoned before you work.
Or before or you a radio never work. Interview.
Yes. Oh. For a radio show, for that matter.
Yeah, you can't do that.
And we started that set with Eek. Another of your picks.
Eek. Yeah. Those are our friends.
And we share
the track potential.
We share a jam spot with them.
Band jam spot.
Band jam.
You were partied with them?
Have we what?
Partied with them?
Sure.
Too many times.
Yeah. Cool guys.
They're the coolest. Glenn just thinks they're all right. They always mess up our jam room. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, shall we get on with some Chad Van Galen?
Yeah.
You got it queued up, I'm sure.
You get it queued?
He's from a great city.
Oh,
I've only got one song.
Of Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Is anyone here from Calgary by any chance?
Oh, I happen to be from Calgary, actually.
Do you miss it?
Well, I moved here 5 months ago, but I can't say I actually miss Calgary, though. Living in Vancouver's, or moving to Vancouver's, one of the best things I ever did.
I agree, because it brought you to the show.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. We're gonna have to find Chad Van Galen.
Here, just do the search.
Mr. Van Galen plays the very fine Rickshaw Theater, also on Friday. This is a scheduling conflict if I ever seen one.
What time is he playing?
He's probably headlining those, so if you really wanted to, you could come,
Okay.
You could come and see us and then go see Chad Van Galen play. So we're playing at 10:30 at New Brandy's.
And then, Chad's at 11.
Yeah, is he?
It's perfect.
And we have a pretty quick set, so.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Cool, so this song's called Molten Light.
Sweet. 101.9 FM, CITR, Vancouver. The show is Shameless. Mm-hmm.
Entire so cold. Why do you have to go to sleep? Oh, it's only 9:30. I know you have to work, you have to get up early. But I love the night, love to see you in the night. When the sun goes down, darkness covers up this rattle man. Wish you would come down the stairs, pick up a controller. We can play NBA Jam, you can be Sean Kemp, I can be Chris Mullins. And when Sean Kemp is on fire, know that you and me are on fire. Why do you have to go to sleep? Oh, it's only 9:30. I know you have to work, you have to get up early. But I love the night, love to see you in the night. When the sun goes down, darkness goes up as rattle down.
Recorded live from his mother's basement. That is Hamilton's own B.A. Johnson from his latest record, Thank You for Being a Friend. The track Love Equals NBA Jam. Just wanted to get the video game vibe going.
NBA Jam.
And what better way?
Game. Swoosh.
Than with B.A. Johnson. It's a classic. I should really bring it back.
I wasted many a summers playing that game, practicing my slams.
I did too. Broke the glass once or twice.
Yeah, I always felt good.
Yeah. I'm sitting here with a local band from Vancouver who named themselves after a video game. They are Double Dragon. Does it sound weird when I say it that way?
No.
No.
But we're not gamers, for the record. Like, your stereotypical gamers. We don't have calluses on our thumbs.
You're not like me, is what you're trying to say?
Just on our wrists.
You're also entered into CITR's own annual Battle of the Bands Shindig, coming up on October 26th.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. You pumped?
Yeah, we just wanted to give a message out to all the other bands that are competing. Watch out. We're going to enter that battle fully armed.
With dragons?
We actually blow fire.
Yeah, we actually blow fire.
Yeah. I must say, you do resemble, if you don't mind my saying, Christian Bale, which has nothing to do with Double Dragon. That's fun to point that out.
That's a good thing.
Batman? Yeah. Batman Christian Bale?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. It's awesome. Double Dragon playing All Yo Festival this Friday.
Yeah.
New Brandeis.
10:30.
Yeah, 122 East Hastings.
Who else are you playing with?
Myths and Animal Bodies.
Yeah.
Any other All Yo shows you're excited to check out?
Tan Lines, for sure.
Tan Lines.
And Chad Van Galen. Mm. The very best tomorrow is going to be amazing at Fortune.
At Fortune.
With Basketball playing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's all the comedy stuff, too, which looks amazing.
For sure, we should make a little set of all your bands throughout some respect.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can we play one song first? We're really excited.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, speaking of comedic value, this is Tristan and I's favorite song, but I think maybe we were the last people to learn about this on the internet.
I learned about it early, but it hasn't got old yet.
This is the Bed Intruder song.
Let's do it.
He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people off, trying to rape and slay. I need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirts and the left finger prison, oh, you are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real. You are really, 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 really so dumb.
I was attacked by some idiot in the project.
So dumb, so dumb, so dumb, so dumb. He's climbing your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess. We're looking for you. We gon' find you. We gon' find
legend, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that. Homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
Got fine nine facts here. Coffee complexion, no cut like a Caesar. With two ways and his head clean cut, very smooth face. Seeing my sister when I walked in, he had his hands around her neck. First thing was to pull him off of her, and that's what I did. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, home, home, homeboy. Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park.
Are you serious, my boy?
I get your t-shirt, I get your tee. I know what you say, you wear my boots. So you can run and hide it, but we're gonna find you, find you. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy. He's climbing in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them. So y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you. So you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, home, home, homeboy.
I tell them we don't run around crying and acting sad, we just dust our shoulders off and keep on moving.
For the last 25 years, CITR's Shindig has been exposing Vancouver to the freshest, newest talent the city has to offer. Every Tuesday, starting September 14th at the Railway Club, we continue this time-honored tradition of three bands battling it out, and as always, the dreaded jokes for beer. This week's performers are
the AK-747s, Eek, and the Wizards.
Shindig every Tuesday night at the Railway Club, 579 Dunsmuir Street, doors at 9, first band at 9:30.
Every Egyptian, no one.
Hello. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR here in Vancouver, British Canada. messing with my mind, man.
I'm using my mind to mess with yours.
I deflect it back to you.
Oh, that's quite pleasurable.
What were those songs we just heard?
That was some animal bodies who were playing with, and that's all I can remember.
Humans?
Yes, those were our buddies, humans.
Yeah.
The whole set was dedicated to bands playing the Olio Festival all around town. Such bands such as Tan Lines, with Thought or Consequences, who play the Biltmore on Friday. Followed that up with some Fine Mist, play the Metropole tomorrow night. And then we started off with the Humans. No, Humans.
And with Ned's
Mech. Yeah. And they play the Cobalt, a.k.a. 917 Main, for those who can't stand to call it. The Cobalt.
But actually, it's not called 917 Main. It's called the Cobalt.
Some guy just wrote it on the door.
Tristan does a night every Friday at the Cobalt called No More Strangers.
That's really fun.
It is very fun.
It's sponsored by Beetroot Magazine.
And it's at the Cobalt.
Yeah, come by this Friday. Who's playing this Friday?
the humans are. We're not there. We're not there for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. Humans are playing.
Very exciting.
Yeah. Should we play the Chris Isaac? We're gonna try to cover this. We have to jam tonight and get it right, but we're gonna try and make this into a dance song. So
this will be the first time anyone's heard you play it live.
Oh, what would it be? This
Double Dragon at the Olio Festival. This Friday, New Brandeis.
122 East Hastings.
Thanks for coming out, boys.
Thanks for having us.
No, it's good. Perfect.
Cool.
Perfect. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned to 101.9 FM CITR for Folk Oasis. We'll leave you now with Wicked Game. Good night, Vancouver. No.
What a wicked thing to do to make